Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10.
On 2FM.
And Kira?
Chris?
We have family in the building.
Yes, we do.
DJ Mulcahy. What's going on, Mulcahy?
Glad, chilling. Glad to be here.
Chilling like Bob Dylan.
On penicillin.
Yes. I'd say he would be super relaxed if he was on penicillin, you see. Because I mean, he's chilled as the best of times. So I'd say he would have been extra relaxed.
Yeah, it reminds me that, what's that you were texting me today about moving out of Hollywood?
I said the lyrics.
Dropping bars, he was.
I was spitting bars
in our
on
WhatsApp
Mo.
Group.
Yeah, for those who don't know, myself, Chris and Mo are in our own little WhatsApp group. And most of the time, I'm not going to lie, I haven't a notion what's going on.
Yeah, well,
but Chris and Mo just kind of randomly, you know, text each other. And I'm like, okay, guys, cool. See you later.
Chris texted me today. He said, me and Mo moved out the hood. So moved out the hood because we could. Now that I have the nerve to call us Hollywood.
Yeah.
I didn't execute that right, Chris.
You didn't.
No, I didn't.
I mean, hey, what can you do? Hey, Mo, you know what? The reason
I'd
you
say
get...
there's people that are so jealous that are not in our WhatsApp group.
Yeah, I'm not going to read out the rest.
No, don't. It's been inappropriate.
Probably best not to.
But look, these are the bombs. We're dropping bombs because we bring a kind of an urban hip-hop flavor to the show every time Mo comes in. Now, Mo, of course, it has a brand new show here on 2FM, or relatively new, I should say. Every Friday, midnight to 2 a.m., he's playing rap, he's playing urban, he's playing hip-hop. He's doing it all. It's really exciting. And, you know, I don't know if you listen to any U.S. radio, but they kind of do that bombs stuff a lot when they're doing hip-hop discussion. So we decided, why not? Whenever Mo's here, we're going to represent him. We're going to do it. Now, there's a huge amount...
It's for the culture. For the culture.
Exactly. Do you think we're appropriating culture? Do you think they're thieving it? Do you think we're oppressing them by doing this? I don't think so. I think we're honoring them. But look, how about this? You know, there
hip-hop.
Is some... Yeah, hip-hop.
Hip-hop
yeah.
Music from the white man.
Yeah, exactly.
We invented it.
We did, exactly. Look at Eminem.
That's
sure.
What Bernard O'Shea said to me. That's why he likes it.
Because white people invented hip-hop.
Yeah.
That is true.
And he said Third Bass is the greatest rapper alive.
Yeah, Third Bass over Vanilla
Pop
Ice.
The Weasel.
Absolutely. But look, Mo, there is a lot going on in the hip-hop world, and every week you come in and we have a chat with you about all of the goings on in the hip-hop world, the rap world, because it really is like its own little soap opera. I mean, it never stops. There is always something going on. In some music industries, I imagine, in some genres, there are weeks where it's just slow and there's nothing really going on, and that's fine.
And they're all on holiday.
Exactly. And everyone's relaxed and everyone's getting on and it's fine. But in rap, it is endless. I mean, everyone's always fighting with each other. Everyone's always getting into shootouts. Everyone's getting arrested all the time.
Yeah.
It's chaos. Look, let's start at the top with probably the biggest story of the week. Meek Mill and Drake. What's going on here, Mo?
Meek Mill and Drake. Well, basically, Drake uses a ghostwriter. You know what a ghostwriter is?
What is a ghostwriter,
Mo? Somebody
Mo?
That writes your raps for you.
Mm. Now, it's seen as a sin in the real, authentic hip-hop world, of course, to have a ghostwriter, because rap's
but
supposed to be expressive.
Not really. Well, Jay-Z, he wrote a lot for Dr. Dre. He wrote Still D.R.E. for Dre.
Dre doesn't write any of his own verses.
No, he doesn't write anything.
Dre has a ghostwriter. That's
true.
And
yet, he's the richest rapper of all time. So.
He's a producer. That's
a
the
producer.
Difference. He's making the beats. Okay. You know, that's where the real money is.
Mm. But guys, if I may say so, you're pretty hard on Drake. People are pretty hard on Drake because they say he's not real.
Mm.
Because he talks about girls all the time, nonstop, and his feelings. He's so in touch with his feelings.
Mo,
that's why.
You know what, Mo,
and this,
that's
why this is so upsetting, Kira. Because if he's not writing them feelings, then we're all conned.
Like, exactly.
We're all.
I feel lied to, Mo.
I know.
Like
I
a
feel
lad
really upset.
Who just told me what he wanted, what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
you know?
Even though I
didn't even mean it.
Yeah, I'd listen to him on my own and stuff and shed a tear the odd time, you know? I'm
now
not
going
to have
like
that anymore.
You feel like you've been lied to, yeah. You feel like it wasn't real at all.
No.
Well, Meek Mill, I have the tweets here, because Meek Mill accused
okay.
Drake.
Now, who's Meek Mill?
Meek Mill is another rapper.
Who's
you know,
going out with Nicki Minaj, by the way.
He is indeed. Yeah, he locked down Nicki.
And that's who, in my opinion, ratted on Drake.
Say again?
She ratted out Drake to Meek. She told Meek.
Oh, you think?
Yes,
you think that's where the leak was?
Of course.
That Nicki was like, Meek and Nicki were having pillow talk one day, and she was like, you know, Drake doesn't write any of his own raps.
And he was like, what the f-?
And then he went mad.
But like, lads,
then he went
okay.
to Twitter.
Surely that people would have known that anyway. Surely people in the industry would have known that Drake didn't write his own raps.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. Allegedly, he was paying this guy $5,000 a month to keep him on the good side.
Only
oh, the
five
guy
grand.
Writing
oh, the
raps.
Oh, ghostwriter, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Only $5,000?
As in $5,000 just as a retainer, as
yeah,
in you
retainer.
Don't say anything?
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
just,
okay.
Just keep him aside there.
Wow.
I still don't think that's enough.
Well,
and
yeah, go ahead.
Drake, he did not tweet about Meek Mill's new album.
This is where all this started.
Yes.
See, Meek Mill, who is a rapper, said, "Stop comparing me to Drake. He don't write his own raps.
Boom.
That's why..." Yeah, actually, that does deserve... "That's why he ain't tweet my album, because we found out. The whole game, no, for real, they scared to tell the truth. I can't wait to talk these guys and sit back and act like they don't know. Okay, well, his first tweet was coherent and I understood what he was saying
Well,
there.
Well, then he finishes off saying, don't compare me to none of the cats that don't write their own raps either, lol.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
So, here's the thing, right? And this is what this would be my take on it. You know, even when you watch, like, one of those chat shows in the US, okay? Like, one of the big, like, talk shows. Mm-hmm. And there's some A-list actor on, right? And then the host goes, hey, so I heard you were on holidays recently. And then the A-list actor has some stupid story about being on holidays and there's all these jokes in it and everyone laughs and it's so much fun.
Yes.
That's written. Yeah. Like, that's completely written.
Of course.
Like, they're all rehearsed. The entertainment industry is people selling products. Mm-hmm. Drake is a product and he obviously has the best people producing his product for him. Mm. That's all this is.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? When you see any of those, like, Irish chat shows wouldn't necessarily do it and some of the UK ones wouldn't. But you know, whenever you see any of these interviews and there's always a really funny story about something that happened on set, they've rehearsed that story 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
A lot of this is a lie. A lot of this is a complete lie. You know what I mean? And Drake isn't lying, but sure, he's not writing half the stuff he's rapping. Not
damn
at all.
Damn it, damn it.
Mo feels Mo, so hard done by.
Mo,
I'm seriously hard done by on
Mo,
this one.
Mo, tell me, what
did... We don't know yet. We don't know yet till we get word from Drake, so there is hope. There is hope.
Okay. Well, I hope for your sake, Mo, that he does write some of his raps. But tell me, what did Tesco seemingly tweet Drake this week?
Oh, yeah. Tesco tweeted out a picture of their raps, and they said, don't worry, Drake, we have ready-made raps too.
Oh, that's bombs dropped,
that
in fairness.
Brilliant. I'm shopping at Tesco from now on.
Mo, is the reason that you are so annoyed about this was because you were vulnerable and you opened up to Drake's sensitivity and now you feel like you're an idiot because it's not true?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, me too,
I'll admit
Mo.
It on,
me
on
too,
the national
Mo.
Airwaves, that me was too. The case.
There's a joke going around that it's a 15-year-old girl who goes right through him. I mean, because it's so emotional. You see what I mean? All right. Well, look, that's the big rap story of the week, definitely, without doubt. But Mo, what else is going on? You always have your finger on the pulse.
Well, 50 Cent, we all know about 50 Cent. He was actually talking in that court the other day. Did you hear what he was saying?
The bankruptcy.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
And about that woman who sued him for $5 million. Well, he had to go up and...
Sorry, for anyone who doesn't know, just to go back one step in this, Mo, and don't mean to interrupt.
No, you're grand.
50 Cent, we all know 50 Cent, in the club, I mean, the man himself, Get Rich or Die Trying, he's a megastar. 50 Cent... has filed for bankruptcy. So 50 Cent has gone to court to say, I have no money, like, declare me bankrupt. He's pulled full legal proceedings. And the reason for that is, it's alleged, is because he owes someone a lot of money and he just doesn't feel like paying them. As in, like, he does have the money, but he's just pretending to be bankrupt.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, Mo, what's
girl,
going on?
It's that girl, Rick Ross.
Now, what girl is this,
Rick
Mo?
Ross's baby mama, 50 Cent, leaked a sex tape.
Oh dear, he did.
Yes.
Now, and you can't do that in
no,
fairness.
You can't.
No,
so
you
went
can't.
Straight in and said, yo, I'm bankrupt. She's not taking advantage
that's
of
what
so
it
obviously
is.
So obviously, she tried to get the $5 million off him.
I think she did get the $5 million.
No, I think she got a judgment for the $5 million.
Oh,
so,
yes.
As in, a court said, here, 50, pay her $5 million. And now 50's going, it turns out I'm bankrupt. So,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's not doing it. But
well, I'm sorry. He deserves to pay her the $5 million.
He does. 50 just pay her the $5 million.
Yeah, and he said he's not worth $155 million. He only has $4.4 million.
Did we not talk about this a couple of months back, guys? We were talking about the top rappers in Forbes richest list.
Yeah.
50 was like number 3 or something.
Well,
50's one of the richest rappers literally of all time. Of all time.
And he's not stupid. He knows what he's doing with
his bankruptcy. It's amazing.
He's going to flip it around on people.
And you know what's so funny? He's, which I read a particular article. And you know, this is funny even if you've no interest in rap, even if you've no interest in this music at all. How clever a businessman he's been. He's shown up in quite a cheap suit. He has no bling on. He's taken all of his piercings that have diamonds in them out.
Yeah.
He purposefully wore a shit Casio watch.
Listen, I have an issue with the
Casio
thing.
Watch.
No, but
do you know what he said? He said, I only have 3 gold chains and a plastic Casio G-Shock watch that I actually have, and it's very practical. It tells the time.
It's very practical.
I have it over 3 years and it still looks brand new. And G-Shocks rock. Yeah,
that's,
and you've
my
got a Casio
watch
as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not happy with him saying he has a plastic G-Shock Casio. You're
cooler.
Yeah, well, you're rocking it. Don't worry. But so what's the proceeding with that now? He's just saying he's bankrupt.
He's basically just saying he's bankrupt. And he doesn't want to give her an absolute shilling.
Ah, poor old 50, huh?
Yep.
I'd say he's bankrupt now. I'd say he doesn't have a penny left somehow. But look,
now,
I'd imagine he has it squirreled away. What else is going on?
There was a rapper who was arrested for human trafficking.
Wow!
Oh,
see, this is what I mean. Every week there's something.
I know there's been kidnapping. I know there's been attempted murder and all that sort of stuff. But God, I never heard of a rapper being arrested for human trafficking.
That's branching out, isn't it?
Mm.
That's really branching out. What rapper?
A rapper from Philadelphia. He goes by the name of Mike Watts. Have you ever heard of Mike Watts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, that's the main
Mike
man.
Watts.
Yes,
he has been arrested for human trafficking.
Well, what he basically did, he fooled this girl on Instagram and online and promised her a big modeling contract to come to New Jersey. She was from Houston, so she came to New Jersey, and he basically kidnapped her and took her to strip clubs and told her to get into the club and strip for money, and then he would take the money and then bring her back to the house. And
holy Jesus,
the whole night. allegedly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
but he
wow.
was arrested. He was arrested and charged 2 days ago for doing that.
Good Lord. So, that's really serious.
How on earth did you think he'd get away with that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really high level pimping. That's like cross-border pimping.
Yeah.
Wowee. Jesus
Christ.
That's
strip club, huh? Yeah. And now this guy, his last album, he worked with Paul Wall, Bun B, Busy Bone, Too Short.
They're all big enough rappers. They're not exactly nobodies. Let's put it that way.
2006. So yeah. Mike Watts, not looking good for him.
Good Lord. Well, Mo, that's what's going on, I guess. What a busy week it's been.
Yeah, and Ghostface Killer said that he wants to gut Action Bronson like a pig.
Oh,
yeah.
Do these lads ever stop? Do these lads ever just take a break for a week?
And speaking of jail, DMX has gone back to jail yesterday to serve 6 months over that not paying his baby mamas.
What a week it's been, huh?
He's been in the easy, yeah, so he's gone.
Just these
DMX.
People are not surrounding themselves by good people. That's,
yeah, that's
all
the problem. Okay, what do you mean by these people?
These rappers.
I hope that's what you mean.
These celebrities.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Acting the maggot.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, I'll tell you what, Mo. I hope that, Mo, I hope that you're living clean.
Am I living clean?
Yeah.
As in,
you're
what you
surrounding
mean, like,
yourself with good
like
people.
Meat and vegan.
No, I mean, as in, you know, you're not getting involved in this lifestyle again. Because, you know, I mean, I heard, Mo, there was a lot of trouble with you and you've kind of gotten out of it.
I don't put that stuff out on air, Chris.
I hope you're on the straight and narrow now, though.
Jeez, moving silence, my man.
That is
you
true.
Know how we do.
Yeah.
It's a code of silence.
Like lasagna. Him.
Yes.
That's right. Jeez, moving. Do you get that, Kieran?
I have no idea.
See,
what's
if
going
you're
on.
A G, you're a gangster, right?
Am I a G?
No.
But somebody, if you're a... somebody actually said that to me the other day in the canteen. She was a solicitor for RTE.
She said what?
She said, "Are you keeping out of trouble, Mo?" And I was very offended. I was like, why do you think I would be in trouble anyway?
Well, Mo,
this lady's a
I'm
hot
honest,
shot solicitor. Like,
if I'm honest, know? Mo, I mean,
was like, what does she know that I don't know? What am I have to do?
Mo. There's meetings about Chris all the time, so don't be worrying, Mo. Okay?
Me and Mo are RTE's most wanted.
You're like the two bad boys that sit at the back
that's
of the class,
right,
you know?
That's
and
what
I'm
we
like
are.
The swat that sits at the front.
Yeah, you're keeping us clean.
Yeah.
But look, tell you this. How about this? Mo, you are on, of course, tomorrow, midnight to 2 a.m. I'm looking forward to it already. Mm-hmm. Midnight to 2 a.m.
It's going
to
be a big one.
Mo is going to be on. And you know what, actually, I really like as well? This is cool. I'm pretty sure we can say this now. Anyway, sure, look, it doesn't matter. Kieran and I won't be here next week because we'll be on drive. And
yes.
a few nights, Mo, you're going to be looking after the show, aren't you?
I'm going to be holding down the show.
You'll be holding
good
it
man.
Down.
Yes.
Yeah, man. No better man, Kieran. Literally,
exactly.
No better man. So Mo's going to be keeping everyone company in here, keeping
that's
the place
from
warm.
Monday.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So look, that is all to look forward to as well. However, of course, Mo, you are here tomorrow night, midnight to 2 a.m. And you're here all next week because Kieran and I are going to be on drive. So you'll be here keeping the place warm and you're going to be holding it down for us. Mo, as always, we finish. Of course, your Twitter is @DJMoK. @DJMoK. Go online. Give him a follow. Now, Mo, you always talk us into a track as well. What is this? What are we going to hear?
Remember Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, Monica is back on the scene and she has called in Lil Wayne, Lil Tunchi, your favourite rapper, Kira.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
For this new one. And I forget the name, Chris. What is it called
Just
again?
Right For Me.
Just Right For Me. There you go.
Yeah.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.